everybody knows, but Jake Bernhardt on the left, Phil Motto on the right, and we can start off with questions.
Jake, how disappointing is this loss?
I mean, it's pretty disappointing. I mean, it's the first loss of the season. You know, we don't go into a game expecting to lose, but, you know, they were a good team. They came out, they played fast right away, and we just didn't match their intensity and their speed in the beginning.
For you and Nico, is there any concern that a loss like this could impact the guys in terms of sort of morale, psyche, that sort of thing?
No. I mean, we're a confident bunch of guys. We bring our lunch pails to practice every day. We're a veteran group, so I mean we've lost games before. Obviously, no one wants to lose games, but I expect on Monday a more focused, competitive group of Terps that are going to come to practice.
What was the difference, Jake, from obviously you guys had a lot of offensive success. What was the difference today? Why couldn't you guys get it going?
We just never really got in a rhythm, and you know what, their goalie played well. He made some key saves for him. I don't know what the stats are, but he played well and he made the saves that he needed to save, and he kept them in the game.
You had those two back-to-back goals, I think, in the third quarter, right? Did you guys feel like you had a good shot at coming back at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it helped in the momentum of the game, but we never, like I said, going into the game, we never expected to lose. So we always expected to come back. It just was a matter of time. I don't want to say those two goals were momentum swing or anything, but
Jake, I'm sure you've seen defense double pull you guys in the past. Was there anything that North Carolina was doing differently?
No. I mean, they just played well. We just didn't, like I said before, their goalie played well. Made the saves he needed to save.
Coach was saying that the scouting report on Kieran Burke didn't say to shoot high. Was that just a case of, is that what North Carolina defense was forcing you guys to do?
No, I mean, it just came down to, not making the right choice and not shooting in the right spot. And obviously, if you go back to the game film, we shot high. I think every time in the first quarter, even shots that we missed. So,
can you talk about what you kind of seen from UNC's attack? They really seemed to kind of drive their offense today.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like our coaches said it when we scouted them. Their attack's pretty much the heart and soul of their team. They do a lot of picks. 4 and 11 are pretty quick. Number one's like more of a quarterback or whatever, if you will. I mean, they played a good game. I thought early on they got a couple quick ones on us, but once we really settled into the game and the second quarter, I think we held them to one goal. In the third quarter, we played all right, but we just need to get more stops today.
And Nico, you're certainly as focused as a guy can be on this season. And you defeated Loyola. You weren't ecstatic. It's another game. Can you get that point across to your teammates as one of the leaders of the team that this is just part of the season?
Yeah, one of our seniors already addressed that in the locker room. Like, we're obviously pissed that we lost, especially to an ACC opponent. But, this, as important as this game was, it doesn't make or break our season. We're probably going to see them again down the road. But right now we got a Virginia team next week that we got to go down there and travel to. And, we're either going to – our coach said we're either going to go up or down from that game. So we're focused on – we're trying to move past this loss. It sucks, but what we got to do right now is start focusing on the next game in Virginia.
Suddenly or whatever – I'll ask both of you. Any mental pressure being that undefeated situation at number one, or you guys seem to have ignored that kind of stuff?
No, I mean, I'm sure. I think Nico said it before, but we don't. Just because somebody ranks us number one, I mean, no offense, but this, that's what you guys do. You guys rank us. I mean, we're just playing the game. We don't really care.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think about it, to be honest. Like, each and every week, like, you play the game, you feel the certain way you played about that game, and then literally a couple hours after that, you're like, we have another opponent next week, so there's really not too much time to, like, focus on these outside distractions or whatever you call it. Like, we're pretty much just working hard as much as we can and studying film on our next opponent and trying to focus on ourselves and realize what we can do and get better from that stuff. We don't really pay attention to that.
Do you feel that in this game you guys will kind of be able to do that, of walk away with a lot of things you'll know now to work on, you know, heading into the rest of the schedule?
Yeah, I mean, Jake, I think it was a little bit of a gut check. Like, our coach said it best, like, we were working hard. We made a lot of progress since the beginning of the year. And then I think, you know, people started to lose a little bit of the edge. But, I mean, the film's not going to lie. We're going to see things offensively, defensively, special teams-wise that we can improve upon. You know, we're not perfect. We haven't played one perfect game this year, which is good for us, because that means we can still have a lot of room to get better. So that's what I think.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say what Nico said, the film doesn't lie. We're going to get back in there on Monday, and we're going to get back to work.
Anything else, guys?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.